Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Uri Kaberi, his friends, and his family. And we all want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber, and even a fan, by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Welcome to our show today. I have to say that this show, we are in our 8th year, Joyce Barry and Friends, celebrating 8 years with national listeners and listeners around the world. And I have to let you know that in 8 years, no one ever sent me a 16-page bio before. And here I receive such a bio from our guest today, Uri Kaberi. Notable was that it was single-spaced and in very tiny font.
I thought, wow, this is not a bio. It is Uri Kaberi's life story. All I really need from any of my guests is two or three paragraphs for purposes of the introduction. I must admit that I was so fascinated by Uri's story that I read every word and somehow managed to edit it down to six pages, single spaced, in that very small font. I am pleased to share Uri's journey with you. You will hear about this amazing man who is a healer, singer, actor, musician, and so much more. How can anyone accomplish so much and yet have such diversified gifts and talents? Stay tuned and find out. Uri, welcome to our show today.
Good morning,
Joyce.
We're
very pleased to have you join us.
Thank you for having me.
So let me ask you, you have accomplished so much. You've got so many awards. You have so many talents. Where would you like to start to fill our listeners in on Uri Kaberi?
Well, I was born and raised in Israel. And in Israel, I don't know if you know that, but we listen to a lot of American songs and we watch American TV shows. And that's where I picked my English from TV. Just not in school, and I loved it so much. I fell in love with English, with Americanism, and I only visited America the first time when I was 30. I only heard stories about that, and as soon as I landed in L.A. was my first place, I just fell in love, and I knew I some days wanted to live in it and live and work. And now I live in Nashville, the city I am in love with. And I've dreamed about it for so long. I just want to say this.
I'm glad you love America and our customs and all of that. I have to let you know that I love Israel so much that when I went to Israel, literally I got off the plane and kissed the ground. Couldn't wait to get to the Eastern Wall, the Wailing Wall, and put three notes in the wall, one on each side and one in the middle. And my heart is very much Israel as well. I am so pro-Israel as well as I'm pro-American, of course. But Israel is, I feel like, my second home. So glad to hear you feel that way about America.
Yeah. And there are a ton of Americans who will never left America, and they don't know how different it is. It's like a different planet, like a lot of countries in the world. But Israel and America, the most similar to America in Israel is Tel Aviv. It's very lively, and I mean, it's called the city that never sleeps, like New York. And it has many American names for stores, and but there's nothing like America for me. And in America, there's nothing like Nashville for me. It's so easy for me to be happy. I'm just blessed here.
And I have a lot of friends in Nashville, so I really know it through their eyes. I know Chap Oscar Smith is one of our dearest friends and biggest supporters of this show, and he's a regular on our show. And one of my closest friends and tremendous supporter of the show is renowned author Ted Siuba. And it was Ted Siuba who told me all about you and speaks so highly of you. And I invited him to jump on today, and he can at exactly this time. He's in a meeting that he couldn't rearrange. So he just wanted you to know that he's so proud of you and delighted you're on the show, and he'll catch it in our archives. So folks, any of you or your friends that would like to hear about Uri and can't be with us right now, just know you can hear it in our archives 24/7. You can download the show. You can email the links. So hear more about Uri and, my God, his fascinating journey.
So I have two major centers in my life. I have the artistic side and the therapeutic side. As the artistic side, as I'm a musician, composer, arranger, producer, I help people improve their songs, craft, lyrics, production, sound, vocal, backing vocals, everything about that. And I'm also in the TV and movie actor. I acted in a cult movie, a cult comedy, 32 years ago, and everyone in Israel knows that movie. And as a cult character in a cult movie. And I also dubbed cartoons for 20 years. You can say that all of my hobbies turned into my professions. I mean, so everything I do, I love with passion. I'm so passionate about everything. I would do everything for free if life didn't cost money. That's how you know you do the right thing.
Well, it's said that do what you love to do and you never work a day in your life. And I know what you're saying because that's how I feel about this show. No matter how many hours I spend with research, the guests, the topic, I love what I do and it's my passion and my higher calling. So clearly you feel the same way about what you do and your higher calling.
Yeah. And I see that whenever I talk about what I do, no matter with whom, I mean, with even total strangers, they can see my passion. It's in my eyes and it's my voice. It's in my voice. You can't fake that. I burn when I talk about music and healing, my therapeutic side. The method of I mostly treat people with is based on channeling. And I'm going to explain what channeling and healing is in a little bit. And I've been channeling for 20 years now, and I've been a healer for that long, and it's just the center of my life. I thought nothing can ever excite me and fill me as much as music, and then healing came, and I feel so blessed. And,
well,
and music
funny
is healing.
About the two diverse things, music and healing, because I always found music to be very healing. So I get the connection, whatever you're doing with music, I totally love music and I find it extremely healing.
Yeah, it is. And because I'm a healer, everything I do contains healing. Even when I cook, when I hug people, when I create my music, healing is in everything.
And in your voice as well.
Yeah, I've heard from experts that there's a thing called therapeutic voice, and I was blessed to have one. So it's not just a pleasant voice. It's the frequencies in a therapeutic voice heal themselves, even in a regular conversation, not even in a session.
When did you know you had the gift of music? When did you know you had the gift of healing?
I started singing before I started talking, and as a baby. And,
oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Whenever my mom used to listen to music a lot, and she saw the effect this had on me, and she raised me by herself because my parents divorced when I was a baby, and she gave me everything I ever wanted. And I asked to learn several instruments, from which I stayed with keyboards, and I started composing when I was a little kid, and I had my recording studio when I was 12, and everything was geared around music. It was what I lived for. I lived and breathed music since I was a baby, and it made me so excited, and it made the music I composed and created and the songs I produced touched so many people. And with each one and with each feedback I heard from people, it fueled me. It filled me with excitement. I was thrilled.
Let me ask you this. When did you move to the USA? You were born in Israel, correct?
Yeah.
So how old were you when you came to America?
When I first came to visit, I was 30. And I visited America once a year, and I believe we're surrounded with signs. All you need is just to listen, to be attentive. And I was actually guided to go to Nashville. I've heard great stories about Nashville, and I was just guided. I met experts who listened to my music expert from the music industry, and they listened to my music and told me I have to move to Nashville because they do the exact same music I do. And the first time I visited Nashville just to see how it tastes like, I fell in love with it. I knew I want to live there. I felt I came home. It's so welcoming and so inviting, and the people are so nice, and it's so beautiful. It's so easy to feel here like home.
Well, as I said, I know some good things about it. Never been there. I'll have to put that on my bucket list after what you're saying. But two of my dearest, dearest, closest friends are from Nashville, and they truly love it. Again, Chap Oscar and Ted Siuva. So I know what an extraordinary place it is. How old were you when you connected with the healing energy?
First, I went to my mom is very spiritual, and everything spiritual she heard, she told me because she thought that I'll find interest in it. And she and I went to a special course to see auras. That was the point of the course. But for me, the most interesting part in that was touching channeling for the first time. I had to learn that before I learned healing. Just a year later, I started with Reiki, which is the most common method of healing, and I've used that for years. But then later on, I accidentally, randomly, what looks like, I met Theta Healing, and I'm going to explain later what's that. And it all came together, all the pieces. I mean, like a genius puzzle. Everything was planned. I was meant to someday meet Theta Healing and use that. It's just beautiful. Everything combined, and it's based on channeling.
Well, I just want to say I know all these, you know, things, these modalities of healing. I've been into it for decades. But I suspect there's a lot of our listeners that have no clue what they are. Again, we have such a diversified audience because we are around the world. So let's start with channeling. Would you like to explain what is channeling so people understand? And then we'll explain about Reiki and Theta Healing. Because you're mentioning things that I'm connecting with, but I want to make sure our audience is connecting as well.
Okay. So channeling is a method in which we tune into a higher source. You can ask a question or get information, and you do it from an external source, preferably a higher one. And this is an information we didn't have before we channeled. Sometimes there's information we're not supposed to have because that would alter our path, so it's blocked from us. And that's a great thing, it is. And then you can choose the source you're channeling with. You can channel with lower sources like dead people who still they have their human beliefs and ego, so I wouldn't recommend asking them for information because it's biased. And then you can channel with higher sources like angels. You can also tap into what's called your higher self, not to be confused with your lower self, which has an ego, so it's not, it has its own opinions, and it's not necessarily the right ones. And when we channel, we're not looking for opinions, but for clean and unbiased information. The more practice and experience you have with channeling, the more you can determine if the source with whom you're channeling is high or not. A low source of information always talks in black and white. You must do this. You need to do that. A high source always have messages of peace and recommendation, like, you might want to do this. It's very loving, like a good parent or a good mentor. No ego is involved in it.
So if someone, I know about channeling with guides, people's guides, spirit guides, angels. When people connect with those departed, that's called a form of channeling as well?
It is, because it's not a conversation. They're not here. Channel, you have the information flowing through you. That's called your channel. I mean, it's things, you get things you didn't know before. It's not yours. It's in your head. You mentally hear it. You don't hear it with your ears. There are certain kinds of channeling that Some people see pictures and visions. They're called seers. Some people hear voices, and not because they're crazy, and they're called hearers. And some people just know. There are knowers. It's in your head. It's like a thought, but it's not yours. You didn't know that a minute ago. And some people feel things. They're empaths. And, I mean, if someone were stabbed in the back in previous life, some channels feel it in their own back, although it's not theirs. It's their way to get the information. So
yes, you explained it very, very well. I always consider channeling a gift from God. I've given many seminars. I've lectured to hundreds of people. And sometimes things come out of my mouth that I never heard before, read before. I'm stunned because I know it's being channeled, and I'm learning it the same time my audience is. And I'm thinking, thank you, God. I'm literally learning it when they are, because as it's coming out of my mouth, I have no idea about what's coming next. So I consider that a great blessing, a great gift from God. And I've had that happen many, many times. I just want to share one story. In one of my seminars, when I completed the seminar, and I always have a volunteer assisting team that help me with everything, and so they get the room together and put all the chairs back and all of that, and we have our meeting after everyone leaves about the seminar. And I wasn't facing the blackboard, and I said to them, could you, one of you, just make notes of everything I wrote? That whole seminar was channeled to me, so I don't even know what I was saying. I want to learn it myself. Can you just make a note of it? And they just looked at me, and they said, Joyce, we already erased the board. So we sat there before our meeting officially started, and we were all throwing out things that we remembered so we could get it down on paper. As I said, that was a great example of something channeled, and every one of us remembered different things, and we got it down that way. But what a great gift. And, you know, yeah. I believe everyone has that gift, but they don't know they do until they tap into it.
And also, it could be very frightening because it's like something takes a hold of you, power, I mean, controls you. It's like a little, like being possessed with something because it's not you, but it's in you. Some people are afraid of it, so they block it.
That's
and
very
also,
true. Very
yeah,
true.
And also, we all know about our kids' imaginary friends. They're not imaginary. The kids actually talk with, channel with entities, but and they're very excited, and they share with their parents, and some parents say, don't say that. People think you're crazy, and their children don't want to appear crazy, so they block it.
Yeah, very
true. Some for life, yeah. And when I was in high school, for some reason, people started asking for my opinion. And they consulted with me. And what I said, there was a kind of a switch in my head between regular Uri and this. And I didn't know what this was. So I called it the switch. And a stream of information and knowledge and wisdom came out of my mouth, but only I knew it wasn't me. I appeared to be, and I sounded like extremely smart, and I actually was, but not at that age. I mean, it was a stupid age, not in my teenage. So, but I, at that point, I needed a trigger of someone asking me a question. I didn't know how to reach it and access it myself. Only 10 years later, I learned channeling professionally, and then I knew it was a method, and I knew how to access it when I wanted.
I think your journey is fascinating from the very beginning, especially to start singing before you started talking. That was clearly a message from your higher power, whoever that is, to let you know you have that gift and to utilize it at such a young age.
Yeah. And my mom is one of her profession is an astrologist. And when I was born, although she was in pain, she looked at the exact minute I was born. And then when she went home, she did my astrological chart. and she saw that was 1970. She saw that my profession would be about music and computers, and back in the day, computers were used to compute things for math and stuff. They weren't used to make music, so she didn't understand what she was seeing. But later, I to date, I use computers with music, and she didn't understand the healing part because no one talked about healing back then. Everything evolved, and we learned so much since then. And people are so thirsty nowadays, more and more. Even skeptics start reading and want to hear more than ever. And I love when people want to hear, because some people want you to and want to prove you wrong. I mean, they ask you questions, and they just waiting for them for when it's possible for them to hear. You see, you're stupid. But more people than ever really listen. And by their feedback, I know they're really listening. And it's beautiful. And it's new.
I agree with everything you're saying. Years back, people had no idea what you were talking about. I was into channeling, Reiki, all those alternative things decades ago. And you're right, people had no clue about it and kind of roll their eyes. But today, more and more people are open to it. You gave a great explanation of channeling. Why don't you talk a little bit about Reiki? That's one of the most popular forms of non-invasive healing. Why don't you share about that?
About Reiki, although I barely use it? I started with it. It's very common. It's hands-on, and it's a method in which you put your hands on the client or near their body, and you heal them. But compared to theta healing, it's really passive because you don't talk, and you just the client does nothing, and you just do it to them. But whereas in theta healing, it's a dual thing. It's a mutual effort. It's not a conversation, but it is a journey that you do together. I mean, you don't do it to the client. You do it with them, and they learn so much. It's like a school. It's like a research about them. When the session is over, they get a ton of information. It classically takes about 3 days to process. It's so much, and it's so enlightening. And I use the term a high experience. Not everyone knows that. I mean, it's when you go, oh, I get it. So there's so much of those. And because as humans, when we have an issue, let's say if it's a physical issue, who knows where to start to resolve it? It's never physical, really. So where do we start? With what we see as the most urgent thing? Or what, the smartest thing for us to start with? Because this method is based on channeling, they pick for us, they choose the order of things, which is the best thing to start with. And then the next step, everything is guided. I don't have to know anything about the clients. I don't know. They don't need to know anything about anything. We don't need to know about medicine, about the background, nothing. To me, when they don't even know what they're coming, they just feel out of balance. They feel something is not working. And it's beautiful.
Well,
because
I want to say this. I do know a lot about Reiki healing because I've experienced it for decades, and it is probably the most popular form of non-invasive or alternative healing. I want to learn more about theta healing, and we'll do that in a moment. But first, what I want to share with our audience that we want you all to know is that we have extraordinary shows with fabulous guests and amazing topics every day. And here from our health guru, Beverly Nadler, is why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask you to partner up with us in that endeavor. All you need to do is go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. Our homepage, you'll see my picture on the upper left, and right under that, if you simply click on the word follow, you will get an email about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of them. So do check that out. Become a follower. We're very grateful to our loyal listeners and followers from around the world who will know about all our shows. And yet again, if you miss anything, if you're interested in anything, we have last one on top. You arrow down, you'll see all our shows. And certainly, by going into archives, you'll get the links. You can share them with your friends. So I want to go back to you, very special guest, Uri Kaveri. We talked a little bit about theta healing. It's something I'm totally unfamiliar with. So why don't you share a little about that? You said it's a mutual endeavor. I know, as I said, I've experienced with being the recipient of Reiki, both in person with the Reiki practitioner and on the phone. What can you tell us about theta healing, and is that done remotely as well?
Yeah, it could be done remotely because it's not hands-on. It doesn't involve touching at all. It's energy work, so it doesn't matter where you are as long as we could hear each other. So I have theta healing sessions on the phone, on Facebook, Skype, every method, other apps with involve calling abroad or something. If it's too far for people to meet me, then we could schedule a meeting like on the phone or something like that, as long as we can hear each other. So chat is not enough, chat on Facebook. But if there's voice.
Yeah. If someone wants to schedule that with you, do they reach you via Facebook or is there a contact? How would you like people to reach you?
Well, the best way is Facebook. It's very easy to find me because I'm the only Uri Kaveri in there.
Okay. Facebook, they'll find you and they can send you a message. And that would be Uri Kaveri on Facebook. My goodness, I'll have to friend you ASAP. Okay, so you're talking about theta healing. A bunch of people called in. So first we have, let's see, that would be 615-339, call from Minnesota. Have you worked with Uri? Carl, your microphone is on. Can you hear me, Carl?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can. What would you like to say to Uri, ask him, or share anything? The stage is yours.
Well, thank you. I'll summarize. I have actually worked with Uri. He helped me tremendously over a period of several weeks, introduced me to theta healing. What I wanted to share, he mentioned the channeling, but I'm a very spiritual person. I've done spiritual exercises for many years. And what I found was that Uri is a partner. He's a healing partner. He is very clearly divinely guided. And he has mastered the art of surrendering to that divine guidance, connecting in theta brain state, and a very relaxed and peaceful, energetic signature. And then he has the ability to connect with your consciousness in a way that he can actually receive visions from your past or your current circumstances, and that enables him to share with you from an objective perspective images, scenes. He might share a narrative comment of some kind that helps you connect with what's going on in your consciousness. And then he's guided with healing or affirming phrases, and it's really a synergy. It's a combination of him as a vehicle, spirit, divine guidance speaking to and through him, and then you listening and responding and receiving the guidance and allowing yourself to relax into the process. I've actually, through Uri, identified major emotional traumas from my childhood, and could literally, when we were working with them, could literally feel the energy leave my consciousness. It was like a cleansing or a release of trauma that was stored in me, and then moving forward from that. So it's a very powerful healing experience, and I'm very grateful for having connected with Uri. It was clear to me that I went to a meetup meeting one night at a Panera Bread, and there was Uri, and it just felt like there was a reason, and we met again and then started talking. I gave him a ride, and next thing I knew, I was in healing sessions with him. It was a very powerful healing experience for me.
It sounds miraculous, as a matter of fact. From what you shared, I would say that's a major healing.
There's no question about it. And it's helped me move forward. I've been working for about 2 years on coming to terms with what I discovered was rather severe PTSD that had past life influences, a lot of childhood trauma, a lot of adult experiences, and by working with energy, Uri and other sources, I've been able to do a lot of healing. But the Uri and the Theta healing was one of the most powerful experiences I've ever had.
And what message would you like to leave our audience? It worked for you. They may be thinking, well, I'm not a spiritual person. It may not work for me. What would you like to tell those people?
Well, everybody is a spiritual person. We are souls living in a physical body. We have physical issues, but as Uri mentioned earlier in the program, those physical issues are outer energetic manifestations of inner spiritual issues that we haven't recognized or haven't dealt with or haven't released or healed. And so spiritual healing, you know, you don't even have to believe in it. The point is that we are spiritual beings, whether or not we recognize it, and whether or not we're having what we believe are spiritual experiences. We have the potential through Theta healing and a guide and channel and vehicle like Uri to actually connect consciously with spirit through that vehicle and receive that guidance and healing, whether or not you've worked hard at it, you know, to build your spirituality. So it's a very powerful technique for anybody.
Carl, I just have to say you articulated that so beautifully. For people who may be non-believers, you did such a great job. I'm extending an open invitation. I'd love to do a show with you about spirituality. I love that you said you don't even have to know it or tap into it. We're all spiritual beings in a human body form. It's something I always believed in. I appreciate your calling in, and I'll contact you. You can think about if you'd like to do a show about spirituality, because you really have said it in a way that anyone could relate to it. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for the affirmation. I appreciate it.
Uri, is there anything you want to say to Carl here? He's wonderful.
Yeah, he is. And you may not hear it today, but he's actually very mischief and funny. And I love it when every session we started talking a little as friends. And he was kind of ranting about stuff, but jokingly. And then he said, "Okay, fix me." And then every session started with a smile.
Yes. I totally get it. Again, thank you, Carl, for taking the time calling in. You really made a difference, not only in the acknowledgement of Uri, but in telling people, hey, this is for you too, even if you don't believe in it. It works. Thank you. Okay, I want to move next. We have another caller here. We have Lucy from Nashville. Lucy, hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you allowing me to dial in, so to speak. I've worked with Uri. I met him, the middle of last year, I guess it was, and was drawn to see if he could help me with a problem. Sometimes we start with one particular point. And at that particular point, I was in a very distressing place in my life. These come along. I think we all can identify with those experiences. And I didn't see any way of resolving those on my own, even though I've been working in the energetic and spiritual fields for 15 years now, I guess. And so sometimes you need a partner, someone who doesn't have any judgment about where you are, can go in with just the lightest, easiest touch you can imagine. It's just the most peaceful thing, and it is a partnership, and I got so much out of it, just being released from some of the anxiety and darkness that I was suffering at that particular point. And I've worked with him 3 or 4 times, and I would recommend Theta Healing, for people that want to move forward. It's just a great place to start in reclaiming your life, and Uri can help you with that.
And how is the biggest and most profound way he helped you?
It was bringing in that light that allowed me to feel. That's it. Allowed me to feel again. You know, when you're shut down and you're depressed, you withdraw into yourself, and quite often you can't express how you're feeling. You just know that this is not where you need to be. And so by working with Uri, we went in and, or he went in, I just sat there.
And, okay.
I just sat there. He did all the connection. And I don't think he looks at it as work, but we typically classify things that are happening as work. So he went in and was able to bring me some messages. But more than that, it was this ability that he has to clear out some of what you're dealing with so that you can move up. And when you move up, then you're able to face things again. You're able to move forward. It's really miraculous, yes.
And, you know, when you talk about that place, the dark place, I call it a dark cloud over you. And when one is that depressed, it's hard to even think straight, let alone function correctly, let alone focus. So for him to be with you at that time in your life and get you through it, I'd say that was miraculous.
Absolutely. I particularly believe that you've come across or find the people that you are led to meet these folks that you need to have in your life. And I would say that this was one of those things that has helped me so much.
Well, you know, it said that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thank you for appearing in our studio to talk to Uri. Anything, Uri, you want to share with Lucy?
Thank you, Lucy. I know that was beautiful. And because we're different people, all of us, I'm so touched by hearing the words people choose to express, I mean, how they experience things. And this the sessions she was talking about weren't just last week or something. Now she's able to look in retrospect and understand even more because of time passed.
I would say that working with Uri is like turning on a light bulb in your life.
And what a great switch to have, to switch over from the dark side to the light side.
Absolutely.
And by the way,
go ahead, Uri, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, by the way, the name Uri in Hebrew means God's light. Yeah.
Oh,
couldn't be more appropriate.
Lucy, I want to thank you for taking the time to call in. You really gave another side to the picture from moving from darkness to light. So we appreciate you for calling in, supporting Uri. And my goodness, it's very exciting to know that there's someone out there that really cares and can help you. Thank you very much, Lucy. And folks, you can connect with Uri on Facebook, U-R-I, K like King, K-A-B-I-R-I. You can connect on Facebook. So, Uri, just a little bit more about the theta healing, because that fascinates me, just learning about it now. And then we'll spend the rest of the time of my being a musician, an actor, a composer, a music coach. So just a little bit about theta healing. What is it that you want people to know? Your clients did a great job of letting them know from their point of view.
Okay, so first, of course, healing is a generic name for using energy to treat everything we wish to alter or modify. And theta healing is a method of healing which was discovered by an American woman named Vianna about 27 years ago. She had cancer, and she used channeling to get information in order to heal herself. With channeling, I mean, no life is perfect, and many people want to change some elements in their life, relationship or physical stuff, like lose weight, or they have issues which appear to be physical, but nothing is physical. It's only symptoms, and they always have reasons. And the reasons are very often very symbolic, like the first thing I do with theta is scan energetically, like a scanner. And what it gives me is a picture or a little movie of what the session is based on, at least for the start of it. So, for instance, I have someone called an American that I work with in music. He was a lyricist, and he emailed me that he discovered a tumor on his ear, and he's very worried, and he scheduled a biopsy in a month, and it cost $2,000, which he doesn't have, and could I pray for him? And I email him back. I mean, what I do is not pray. I told you that. I just heal. When you pray, with all due respect, you have doubt. But when you heal, you just heal, and you let God heal. It's not me. It's God. Everything is God. And you don't have to be religious. So I called him, and he let me scan him, and I saw a bald guy with a beard that was his dad, and they had a very bad relationship. His dad criticized him, and he hated it. And so I told him, you just grew a barrier between your ear and your dad's criticism. That's so symbolic. And he said, yeah, I never thought about it. And we cleared that, and we taught his soul to be safe, feel safe around his dad's criticism. After 2 days, I got an email from him. It just fell off like a piece of dirt because the lesson was learned, so he no longer needed it. That's beautiful and so easy. It
that
took like 5 minutes.
That is truly amazing. That's a miracle right there.
Because
wow.
Every symptom is just like a message. It's not a punishment, or it's not like a sentence. I mean, you're not doomed to live with it. It's just a lesson. And as soon as you learn the lesson, you lose the symptoms. The symptom is gone. Another example, it's like I have a friend who had a car accident 20 years ago, and he has a metal rod in his hand or something, metal steel plate. So it started hurting 20 years later, and he called me, and I scanned him, and I saw his arm around his back bent, and I heard a voice twisting my arm. And I asked him, is someone making you do something against your will, or someone or something? He said, yeah. And, oh, you know what? It started the same day. It started hurting. Oh, how interesting. So we cleared that and taught him to be safe and everything, and we changed his belief. With that method, you can remove a blocking belief and install, like really download to his brain, positive beliefs. And it's so easy and so enlightening. And then I gently asked, is it better? Better? What do you mean? I have a new arm. Again,
wow.
5 minutes.
Wow, this is awesome, Ari, I have to say. It really, really is awesome. So, go ahead.
You can clearly see the connection between how visually it looks and the real reason. And it's very important to find the real reason. Why you stay, not the logical reason or what doctors, with all due respect, because doctors are very often guessing according to what's in the medicine books. But we're so complicated that it could be everything. It could be anything from past lives or vows you had in past lives, and you, because they're transparent and nobody knows about them, you still carry it. And there's so many promises we've made and connection between things which aren't so visible. And so it's very hard to guess, but because we're guided by channeling, it's so easy to access them. It's just beautiful, like poetry. Some sessions I can cry of thinking about them.
Yeah, I can get your passion for sure. Folks, if you have issues you're dealing with in your own body, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, when are you going to do something about it or find the right person to work with you, to help you heal, to be in partnership with your healing? As a longtime coach, I've been a success coach for decades. What do people say? I'll get to it someday. Great idea. I will get to it. And for those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this just for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? So, folks, do tap into your own healing abilities and who can support you, coach you. You might want to check out Uri Kabiri on Facebook, K-A-B-I-R-I, if you want to send him a message. So, Uri, you know, that journey was fascinating and really appreciate the people who took the time to call in and let them know about their healing. But I do want to spend some time on your amazing abilities as a singer, as a musician, as a producer, all those creative things. What would you like to share about that?
Music has always been so meaningful to me, and I was so connected to melodic songs. I grew up in the 80s, so a lot of songs and hit songs were so melodic. I can still hear the intros and melt, and I was blessed to be able to compose such music. Although I grew up in Israel, I composed American songs and music, and I had lyricists write lyrics, and I composed it, and we created hit songs. So catchy, so fun and positive. I always tell people it's easier to say what I don't do because I do so much, I mean, music-wise. So I don't touch aggressiveness or negativity because I just want to spread the happiness and positivity and love and happiness. And it's so easy. And when you create those songs, you can actually heal people. And because it's commercial music, people keep hearing them and listening to them, and they're being healed with each play of the song. And everything I do is melodic, fun, catchy, positive, and in the studio, when you create a song, you listen to it 1,000 times, and it's not enough. You just want more, and it's so fun, and you don't want to dance, or some songs make you think or move or shift your moods. And it's so, I mean, I can't sit down while I'm talking about it. I'm pacing back and forth. So
I just want to say that you got me intrigued on the musical side of you, which, of course, I had no idea until I read, quote, the bio / life story. I'm going to have to go to YouTube and hear some of these, quote, catchy, fun, positive songs because I love music. It makes me happy. All year round, I play Christmas music. Here I am Jewish, and Christmas is really one of my favorite holidays because it is fun and upbeat. The music, the stories, inspiring, positive. So I play it all year round, and I just want to say there's one in particular. I have it on my DVR. It's called A Very Happy Yule, Yule log, and it's 3 hours of just music, all Christmas music, no talking, no commercials, and the whole time on the screen is a Christmas setting with a dog and a cat playing the entire time. So I just wanted to mention that because music really always makes me very, very happy. So, Uri, regarding your music, you tapped into it when you were a baby and you were singing before you were talking. I get that. But what are you most proud of? What accomplishment are you most proud of as regards to that part of your life?
I could say I'm most proud of a generic theme when I work with artists who had a really tough time at the studio to express their vocals and their talent, because there's something beautiful about recording at a studio and there's something stressing. And because I have a soothing quality in me, and it became my profession to guide artists and to be a vocal producer and to produce backing vocals, I helped them loosen up and relaxed and bring the best out of them, to bring the gold out of them. And I'm very proud of that. It doesn't matter if it's an artist I grew up listening to, way older than me, was very famous when I was born. Even those people have something to learn. I say that we're all teachers and students, and we can all teach each other. And when they just gave up on their ego and decided to listen to me and be guided to me, and even, I forgot the word, but, I mean, cooperated with me, so that the session went magical. And you can hear in the recording, there's something unexplained. And my studio in Israel was small, and it wasn't so impressive. Everyone came to it because everyone wanted to see the magic. It was something you just couldn't explain. It wasn't logical at all.
Well, as I had said earlier, reading a 14-page or 16-page bio, the thing that really struck me was that it was none other than producer Steven Spielberg who approved one of your musical works. So did you meet Spielberg, or was this just something he gave approval to for a movie and TV series?
No, we're talking about the movie and TV series Tiny Toons, an American TV show and movie, and he was the producer, and I was the musical producer in Israel, and I taught all the actors that very complicated song. If some people remember it. So that was.
So how did he come to find out about you being in another country?
Because I was chosen to be the musical producer of that show, and in order for it to be aired in Israel, he had to approve it. So he approved my work twice, the movie and then the TV series. And that was 25 years ago, 92. Yeah.
Wow. Well, as I said, normally, folks, I have 4 or 5 paragraphs at most about a person's bio. I have 6 pages, single space, out of 14 or 15, because I was so impressed with all of it. I was amazed. It's clear I'm going to have you back on our show again, because there's so much to be said for you. What message would you like to leave our audience with?
Just know, although it's maybe hard for some people to grasp, everything is an illusion. Even what looks to be a fact, even what looks to be never working for you, we're the reason. We're always the reason. It's very tempting to point our finger at other people. It's their fault. That's ego. That's not the truth. It's always us. There's something we're contributing to the things that doesn't work, like relationship, like everything else. Notice what your part is in it. You're not victims. You're a big part of it. And you want to change something to the best, change your behavior too, because it's always in you, the answer, the reason, everything. Just think about it and let go of your ego, and you'll see things much clearer, because ego tend to blind us. Remember that.
Very good message indeed. And so as a coach, I say to you folks, if you get the message, if the message makes sense to you, when are you going to do something about it? And you know my mantra, folks, if not now, when? And let me share this with you to reinforce it. Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application, Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication? To get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? So, Uri Cabrera, what I want to say, just like it took so many pages to even capture the essence of who you are and what you're about and what you've done, it's going to take more than one show for our folks to get even a bigger picture. I was very impressed, and I have a lot of extraordinary guests every day on our show, but I thoroughly enjoyed this one with you because you're so diversified and you have so many gifts and talents. And folks, let me end the show with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. So that is my special prayer for all of you. We're very grateful to Uri for being our guest today, and the people who called in, thank you for doing that. And folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, starting with the Joyce Barry Mass. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.